You're listening to SBS News.
So he added a few of them into the bowl. Good job.
This is a regular morning play date. Five-year-old Ava and her four-year-old brother Jonah have with their mum, Kayla Aegis.
I really liked this activity because it gave them the option to differentiate between things that animals would eat, things that humans would eat, and then they had to do the sorting.
The activity is part of an early intervention program that coaches parents to be their child's first teacher.
What we learn about how to work with the kids. So it's not just a here go, cut this out, you colour that in, we really interact the whole time. So the stuff that's in the book really gives you ideas on what to say to the kids and how to interact with them.
Ava has already completed the two-year program known as HIPPY, or Home Interaction Program for Parents and Youngsters.
Every morning she would get up, I want my HIPPY box, Mum, I want to do my HIPPY box. Come on, we've got to do my HIPPY box, you know.
HIPPY has been helping disadvantaged families across the country for more than 20 years. But a new study commissioned by the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence, a social justice organisation that manages the program, has measured just how much difference it's making to children like Ava and Jonah. Associate Professor Julie Connolly from Griffith University is the lead author.
Home learning, particularly for disadvantaged families, is incredibly important. We know from evidence internationally that it can make the difference in terms of the way children adapt to school and subsequently their academic performance at school.
Researchers tracked the progress of nearly 600 families through the program. Before they started, testing showed a gap between participants and the wider population on average. After 2 years, the group outperformed their peers.
In the absence of the program, their trajectory would not have mapped that of their peers. So they would have started school at a disadvantage, and starting school at a disadvantage makes it more difficult to engage in the learning opportunities that school offers.
The biggest improvements were seen in literacy. Only 2% of participants scored more than 50% in reading and writing skills at the beginning of the program, but by the end, 78% scored above 50.
It's that readiness to learn. It's about the enthusiasm. It's not being intimidated. It's being excited, having a love of it. So it's all of the cognitive development along with the kind of social readiness to learn that makes the difference when children start school.
And the program has benefits for the whole family. It employs parents to work as paid tutors with new participants. One of those is Katita Jackson.
No words could describe how grateful I am for this opportunity. It's been rewarding. It's nice to be able to give back to community in such a positive way and be so engaging in community.
The Yorta Yorta Wamba Wamba woman enrolled in the program herself 7 years ago as a 20-year-old mother with caring responsibilities for a preschool nephew. Now she coordinates HIPPY in South Australia's Riverland region.
So to see them grow, build some confidence to the point where they're just so willing to strive to achieve and see them, you know, be happy to be able to support families, like that's really important to me, so it's great to see.
40% of HIPPY tutors are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, and 60% live in regional or remote Australia. Further research by the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence found the tutor program is a significant step towards helping women re-enter the workforce.
Too many start the program having been marginalised from work and not having recent history of employment. So they're given an employment opportunity to redevelop all of those skills that you need just to hold a job. But what happens to them is they grow in confidence.
Peter Doherty, SBS News.